Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, April 18th, and I hope you were with us last week, and it was a very good week. That $18 pick three on a $1 bet came back at $444, and we hit both doubles as well. Got lucky with the $33 conviction trade in the middle. Hopefully we'll have the same kind of action today. As always, this Key Races and Bets podcast and the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you by amwager.com, amwager.com, a great legal online betting source covering most racetracks with lots of bettors, lots of tools for the bettor, and lots of perks as well. You can also get the written version at amwager.com. Click on How to Bet and click on Ellis Starr's blog. We're going to start with race 9 at Gulfstream on Saturday, April 18th, with a post of 453. And Minted was coming back from a pretty long layoff, 20 months last month, yet won like a good thing at the one lower allowance level, rallying from 9th of 10 after breaking slowly and wide into the first turn. She's put in two very strong workouts on grass since then at Palm Meadows and gets Gaffalione for a very sharp trainer in Walsh. As she's logical to improve second off the layoff and has been offered 42 days, that reduces chance of regression off the big layoff, which came before that, and so Minted gets slight preference among three contenders. Ride for the Cause is another, also making her second start off the layoff. She returned from 3 months off, March 27th, ran fourth from start to finish. She improved significantly second off a 14-month layoff last October to win a turf route, so we can expect a nice move forward from that comeback race. Dark Artist has run in 9 straight stakes, takes a small but significant drop in class into an allowance optional claimer. She also returns from 6-month layoff. Coming back from a layoff at a mile on turf can be problematic, but she has a couple of factors which mitigate my concerns. First, she's been working consistently for her comeback, and her last 2 works were on turf. Second, is she won off a 3-month layoff into a turf route previously. Berrios has a pretty good turf route record from limited starters, a lot better than many of the jockeys in this race, and I think Dark Artist, being a previous stakes winner in a turf route, rounds out the trio of win contenders in the race. For some exacta tickets, I want to throw in Starship. Nala opens at 30-1. She's been first and second in 6 of 9, all on dirt. However, she returned from 10 months off last month, finished fourth in a good prep, which was a sprint. She's a half-sister to Starship Jubilee, who's won over $1.5 million, mostly on grass. I think Starship Nala has a shot to at least hit the board much higher than her morning line odds or even off odds make it appear. In the 9th at Gulfstream on Saturday, 418 with a post of 453. Starting with Minted, we'll make a win bet at 7-2 or higher. Also bet either Ride for the Cause or Dark Artist, whichever is higher, at 7-2 or higher near post time. When making multiple win bets, always try and use a dutching tool to help you do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. A dutching tool prorates the money based on the odds. You can enter the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win. And AmWager has a free one, which really helps you make a nice profit. And for probably $2, I'm going to bet Starship Nala to win in place. She's going to be big odds. For the exactas, 2 exactas here, a box of Minted, Ride for the Cause, and Dark Artist. And another exacta box of Minted, Ride for the Cause, Dark Artist, and Starship Nala. Having had the big success last weekend with the pick threes and doubles, we're going to do it again. The doubles are going to be Minted, Ride for the Cause, Dark Artist, and Starship Nala in race 9, Like You, Play-Doh, and Causalistic in race 10. The pick three, just a 50-cent minimum if you want to play it, or for a buck, like we did last week for a $444 return. Minted, Ride for the Cause, Dark Artist, and Starship Nala in race 9, Like You, Play-Doh, and Causalistic in race 10, Miss Aramet, Charmaine's Mia, and Hidden Facts in race 11. Moving on to race 10 at Gulfstream on Saturday, April 18th, with a post of 525. Causalistic and Play-Doh finished second and first, respectively, when separated by a neck in an open, unrestricted 40,000 claiming race last month for 3-year-olds at this 1-mile turf trip. Causalistic gets slight preference to turn the tables here off the claim by Maker with a jock change to Gaffalione, but both Causalistic and Play-Doh are very playable, opening at 6-1 and 8-1 when they were 6-5 and 5-2 last month. This is a restricted starter allowance for three-year-olds only. Carries nearly the same conditions in my mind as the race last month, and both colts earned pretty solid 88 Equibase speed figures. Like You also ran big at this one-turn mile trip in his most recent race, 9 days before the common race of Causalistic and Plato. Like You led from start to finish to win by almost seven with the same 88 figure. Figures in wire-to-wire races wins are sometimes inflated, and Gaffleone, who rode Like You, moves to Causalistic, which is good for Causalistic, but there's really not a knock on Like You, as Vasquez, who gets on, is 9 for 47, almost 20% for trainer Spats going back the last 16 months. In race 10 at Gulfstream on Saturday, April 18th, with a post of 5:25 p.m., win bets. Causalistic and Plato, bet them both if you get 5-2 or more. If not, bet just one that's higher than 5-2. And you might want to consider a smaller win bet on Like You at 7-2 or higher. Again, use a Dutching tool if you can. And there's a free one in AmWager to help you make more money by entering the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win with the math done for you based on the odds. For the exacta, we're going to box Causalistic, Plato, and Like You. And for the double, in case you want to press it, even if the pick three is live, Causalistic, Plato, and Like You in race 10 with Miss Aramet, Charmaine's Mia, and Hidden Facts in race 11. Moving on to race 11 at Gulfstream with a 5:57 post time on Saturday, April 18th. And don't forget, you can get the written version of this, the Key Races and Bets blog, by going to amwager.com, amwager.com, and clicking on How to Bet and Ella Starr's blog. At first glance, this 5-furlong turf sprint appears to be loaded with early pace types, but a second look makes it appear Miss Aramet may be too fast in the early stages for any of the others. She opens at 9-2 and has to be considered a contender. But opening at 10-1, Charmaine's Mia a little more interesting for a win bet based on value. Charmaine's Mia finished 10th and last in the Captiva Stakes last month at this trip on turf over the course, 4th in a similar stakes at the end of January. That race, the race which is representative of what she can do today, came before those stakes at the same non-winners of 2X allowance level when she rallied from 4th to win Gamely by a head under Zayas. Zayas did not ride last out and gets back on, and she drops from stakes back to the level. She's eligible for it because she's in for the optional claiming price, and she can have her cake and eat it too, so to speak. I think Charmaine's Mia can just do that, and she gets top billing. Miss Aramet, as previously mentioned, could be too fast for these. She's won two in a row since adding blinkers, perhaps needing her race three back when returning from a year on the shelf. She gave no horse a chance in both recent wins in the last eighth, could clear the field early and successfully play Come Catch Me Again. Hidden Facts rounds out the contenders here in the 11th at Gulfstream. She's been first or second in 6 of 11 career turf races. If you ignore the last three times she's ran in two turns on grass, all poor efforts, she's run even better than that. Just like Charmaine's Mia, Hidden Facts drops out of two stakes, three back. The last time she ran an allowance race, she ran huge. She led late. She missed by a head to Charmaine's Mia. And if you like Charmaine's Mia, you got to like her. So Hidden Facts has a strong look. Because we're looking for value and because all three contenders have about the same probability to win, in my opinion, the best way to bet this race is to bet two of the three among Charmaine's Mia, Miss Aramet, and Hidden Fact at 4-1 or better. We're really looking for some value here. And again, use a Dutching tool. If you bet more than one horse, you can get it free in AmWager, a great betting site legal in most states covering a lot of tracks with lots of perks for the better. The exacta box is going to be Charmaine's Mia, Miss Aramet, Hidden Facts. And then we'll play a dollar, one more exacta dollar box, not box, a key of Charmaine's Mia, Miss Aramet, and Hidden Facts over Charmaine's Mia, Miss Aramet, Hidden Facts, and adding Originator, Lady Grace, VJ's Bet, Kitten's Cover Girl, and Celia's Song. The other horses are Originator, Lady Grace, VJ's Bet, Kitten's Cover Girl, and Celia's Song. Just in case the 1-2-3, Miss Aramet, Charmaine's Mia, and Hidden Facts, if they run 1-2, you get it twice. Otherwise, you might get a long shot in second. Thanks a lot for listening to this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the blog and check out our friends at AmWager. See you next week. Good luck.